This is Dairy Radio Now.
1 minute changes your life forever. We focus on silage safety with Dr. Keith Bolson of Kansas State, whose foundation promotes silage safety management practices.
You know, we're global with this safety foundation. Every time Ruthie and I leave home, we come back with another tragic story or a near miss, and we can keep people from being under these avalanches when they do occur.
I would think that you wouldn't want to be out there by yourself, number one.
I mean, the buddy rule saves lives. Two examples of people being rescued from a pile of silage after an avalanche. And we have testimony after testimony of the buddy rule saving lives. So, yes, we never work around a bunker or pile by ourselves. And our safety foundation, we hope, is going to save a lot of lives and get a lot of people's attention focused back on silage safety on the farm.
It's a topic that people are interested in. You had standing room only for your presentation, and also you have these educational resources from the Keith Bolson Silage Safety Foundation.
Well, the Safety Foundation, as I said, we're a 501c3 nonprofit corporation. Some of the things that the foundation can do, our website has educational materials, videos, handouts, photos. We're available, the foundation is to come out to individual farms, dairies, feedlots, and help conduct silage safety programs, help them develop guidelines and protocols for safety. We're available for seminars, presentations, workshops. We hope to have down the road scholarships for victims. And as I said, we are nonprofit. We're in the business of saving lives, and we want to help the global silage industry. Keeping all of our employees safe. We get complacent, we get tired. Our new safety handbook, we're going to call it Silage Safety 101, available, and that we haven't had in some of our materials before, like drug and alcohol policies that we've kind of overlooked in the past. But we want to help the end user, dairy or feedlot, livestock operation, silage contractors, nutritionists, anybody involved in the silage industry in any capacity at the farm level. And the other thing we're really emphasizing in the handbook is children, because a lot of these tragedies involve children on the farm and innocent bystanders. We're going to try to make people aware of what the dangers and hazards are, and a lot of it just involves common sense.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you're going your day-to-day operation. You're going in a million different directions. You don't really think about the sobering thought of 1 minute changes your life forever.
1 minute changes your life forever. I used a classic example of that this morning in the presentation of a young man being run over by the rear tire of a forage harvester, and in his late 20s with a couple of children, and all at once dad doesn't come home, and grandpa doesn't get to see his grandchildren as often as he used to. So, you know, it changes lives forever. I used a personal example of my wife Ruthie when she lost her adult son in a preventable accident. And you know, Bill, I heard a safety expert speak a couple of years ago, and he had investigated hundreds of fatalities in production agriculture, and he hadn't investigated one yet that was unavoidable. They're all avoidable.
And that's why Keith Bolson Silage Safety Foundation was formed, because we can try to avoid these accidents. The goal of your foundation is for everyone involved in a silage program on farms, dairies, feedlots, other livestock operations to return home to their family.
Yes, that's the bottom line message, Bill. Thank you very much. We appreciate your help very much, Bill.
That's the silage man, Dr. Keith Bolson. More details about the Silage Safety Foundation at silagesafety.org.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket, because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
For nearly 50 years, dairy farmers in America have been celebrating June Dairy Month.
If you're here in the Midwest, you're going to hear about what they call breakfast on the farm. Dairy farms in each of the various counties, Wisconsin and Michigan, consumers can go out and see the dairy farm, see how animals are handled, how cows are milked, and have a very nice breakfast for a very nominal charge.
That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, who will be along tomorrow with more on the history of June Dairy Month. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.